There are a lot of great nonfiction books out right now addressing issues of race and racism in America, but leave it to a novel to get to the heart of the matter in a way that is clever, thoughtful, and quite possibly for some readers, deeply uncomfortable. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marion Winnick reviews Kylie Reid's Such a Fun Age, which also happens to be our selection for the next meeting of the Weekly Reader Book Club. Hi, Marion.
Hi, Lisa. Our February meeting will take on Such a Fun Age, in which the relationship between a privileged white mom and her black babysitter is strained by a rat's nest of race-related complications. This book is the debut of 32-year-old Kylie Reid, and it came out last week with a huge splash. Blogger slash role model slash inspirational speaker Alex Chamberlain is none too happy about moving from Manhattan to Philadelphia for her husband Peter's job as a TV newscaster. With no friends or in-laws around to help her with her almost 3-year-old, Briar, and infant, Catherine, she'll never get anywhere on the book she's writing unless she hires a sitter. She strikes gold when she finds Amira Tucker. 25-year-old Amira's family and friends expect her to get going on a career, but outside the fact that she's about to get kicked off her parents' health insurance, she's happy with part-time gigs, and Briar is her favorite little human. Then one day, a doubleheader of racial incidents topples the apple cart. Amira is stopped by a security guard who thinks she's kidnapped Briar. And when Peter's program shows a segment of the unusual ways teenagers ask their dates to prom, he blurts out, "Let's hope that last one asked her father first," about a black boy hoping to go with a white girl. Alex's combination of awkwardness and obsession with regard to Amira spins out of control and then is complicated by the reappearance of someone from her past, where lies yet another racial incident. Reid's debut sparkles with sharp observations and perfect details, food, decor, clothes, social media, etc., and she's a dialogue genius, effortlessly incorporating toddlerese, witty boyfriend speak, and African-American vernacular English. For about two-thirds of the book, her even-handedness with her varied cast of characters is impressive. But there's a point at which I felt any possible empathy for Alex disappears. Not only is she shallow, entitled, unknowingly racist, and a bad mother, but she has not progressed 1 millimeter since high school, and even then, she was worse than we thought. Maybe this was intentional, but it does make things, very black and white. Overall, I thought the book was charming, challenging, and so interesting you can hardly put it down, which is why I picked it for book club. I've been eager to hear other opinions on the book, so I collected a few of them from the first reviews. In Slate, Laura Miller says, "If Such a Fun Age were a novel by Jonathan Franzen, which it often resembles in its shrewd, omnivorous, absorbing depiction of the way we live now, Amira would be helplessly plunged into a media circus of ever-escalating absurdity. Reid chooses a quieter, more intricate register." Sarah Collins in The Guardian, "To call this a novel about race would be to diminish its considerable powers. It skillfully interweaves race-related explorations with astute musings on friendship, motherhood, marriage, love, and more, underlining that there's so much more to us than skin. This is the calling card of a virtuoso talent, a thrilling millennial spin on the 19th century novel of manners." Okay, so go get the book and come to book club.
The book is Such a Fun Age by Kylie Reid, and it's our pick for the Weekly Reader Book Club in February. We'll meet on Tuesday, February 4th at 7 p.m. at Burden Hand in Charles Village. You can find more information about the book, book club, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.